Jesus coming, Jesus comes to pave the way. Do you believe in his sweet sensation? Do you believe in the second chance? Do you believe in rapture, babe?
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Frank Schaefer, who is a best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction. His parents, Francis and Edith Schaefer, were world-famous evangelical speakers and authors, and he previously worked with such figures as Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and Focus on the Family's James Dobson. Frank Schaefer, however, felt increasingly alienated and experienced a crisis of faith that would ultimately lead to his departure from the evangelical movement. His novels include Portofino and Saving Grandma, and his nonfiction books include Crazy for God, Patience with God, Faith for People Who Don't Like Religion or Atheism, Sex, Mom and God, and his latest just out is And God Said Billy. Welcome to Background Briefing, Frank Schaefer.
Hey, thanks, Ian. Nice to talk with you.
And Rafael Cruz, the father of Ted Cruz, who is the director of the Purifying Fire Ministry, he has said some pretty outrageous things when he was stumping for his son for U.S. Senator in his successful run in Texas. He said that Obama was an outright Marxist who seeks to destroy all concepts of God, and he urged these Tea Party crowds to send Obama back to Kenya. But now there's a long speech he gave very recently to a Tea Party group in Hood County, Texas, where he really expounds on this idea that the United States is a Christian nation and that the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution were divine revelations from God. So I wanted to ask you about this this movement that has been identified as the Christian Reconstructionist or Dominionist movement, who want to seek the rule of America to be ruled according to biblical law, which is apparently what Ted Cruz's father believes and others.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ian, we live in a country where we have religious freedom, and one of the things that spins out of that is a reticence on the part of people like you and me and other commentators to really talk about what people believe in the sphere of what we call personal religion. But of course, in the case of people like Ted Cruz, the personal part has jumped the tracks into the political and the public. And so I think it's perfectly legitimate to look at Ted Cruz or his father and family and just say, hey, what do these folks believe and how has that impacted things like, for instance, the shutdown or risking the faith and credit of the United States globally or this anti-government movement? And the problem is when you peel back a little bit of a layer with Ted Cruz, you find his father, but you also find a long connection with the far right of the evangelical movement. And of course, back in the 70s and the early 80s, I was connected with that movement too. And I knew people like Recess Rushdoony and others who founded the Reconstructionist or Theonomist movement within evangelicalism, which was really nothing more than hard-bitten traditional Calvinism, going all the way back to the reformer John Calvin, which tried to build a theocratic state in places like Geneva and other countries in Europe. And so I think what we have to understand here in the U.S. is that folks like Ted Cruz's dad come from a wing of evangelical Christianity, which really is the American equivalent of something like what the mullahs have been doing in Iran in an Islamic state. If these folks were given the best of all worlds as they would understand it, America truly would be a Christian nation according to their lights, in that other voices would be suppressed. Gay people would be eliminated, maybe literally, in the case of some of the Reconstructionists. You would have a state that essentially banned other religions from the public sphere. And when you see their antipathy toward Barack Obama, aside from race, which is a big issue with these groups, because a lot of them are run and cater to older white people with a heavy preponderance in the southern states, But even if you eliminate that, what you find is a level of bigotry, which most Americans really don't share, no matter what their point of view. So this is certainly not all Republicans. It's not the traditional Republicans in the Republican Party that I was friends with back in the 70s and 80s, people like Congressman Jack Kemp and others who I knew well, or my dad, Francis Schaeffer, knew when we were working with them. These folks are really a different type of evangelical, a very radical evangelical. And what's interesting about it is not that they exist, because every culture, as you know, has little fringe groups in it. But these folks have really shaped the Tea Party movement. And so when you look at things like the Pew Research polls and you find that 60 to 70% of Tea Party members identify themselves as conservative evangelicals, that is the type of conservative evangelical that they are. And so, of course, there's a smattering of libertarians and Ayn Rand fans and others thrown in. But really, when you take away the hard-bitten evangelical right-wing core from the Tea Party, then you don't have a Ted Cruz, you don't have the shutdown, you don't have the faith and credit of the United States risked. And so you've got a completely different political picture. So really, the Reconstruction has come out of a philosophical movement that came out of the 1960s in reaction precisely to the 60s. By people like Rusesh Rajdhani, David Chilton, and other theologians that most Americans have never heard of, that had a tremendous influence in the, for instance, beginnings of the homeschool movement, which was started not to educate primarily, but to remove kids from culture, protect them, for instance, from science, geology, the teaching of evolution, views of sexuality or gay lifestyles that would have been abhorrent to these people, a kind of a protective enclave. All of that came out of this Reconstructionist movement. So when you fast forward up to the shutdown and you look at, for instance, Ted Cruz's dad, you know, I wrote a piece in Pathos.com, which is a progressive religious site, and I put a rather provocative headline on it at the beginning of the shutdown, which simply read, "Ted Cruz's father is a rabid right-wing preacher. What more do you need to know about the why of the shutdown?" And the fact of the matter is that actually has a lot to do with it, because secular commentators keep talking about, and during the shutdown, for instance, that it made no sense politically, that it would harm the GOP. How could anybody in their right mind do this? But what they don't understand is that the paradigm brought by folks like Ted Cruz, who is an evangelical right-wing Christian himself, as a long interview he gave to Word magazine in a video format proved when he spoke very much like his own father, that they posted in terms of his Christian vision of politics, when you look at where Ted Cruz and his fellow travelers have been coming from on the right in the GOP and the Tea Party, it's mostly from this type of evangelical background. And their agenda is very simple. They look at America as a fallen secular state that has to be returned to its Christian origins by whatever means necessary. They see the government as their enemy now, because the government is pluralistic and protects rights of people who have differing points of view, lifestyle, and all the rest of it. And so what you have here is a religious movement that has jumped the tracks into a political movement. And you mentioned at the beginning of the show that my new book, And God Said Billy, and by the way, it's a play on the name of Billy Graham, who is sort of one of the evangelical founders of the expansion of evangelicalism into our culture. But, you know, why I wrote And God Said Billy is very simple, and that is that I think that the subject of religious delusion that has insinuated itself into the mainstream culture through the Republican Party, the Tea Party element of it, really has not been explored and has not been honestly discussed by people. And so I think the mainstream media have been very reticent to say, hey, Ted Cruz's dad is a raving right-wing maniac, and Ted Cruz went to Harvard and went to law school. But the fact of the matter is he has retained a very radical set of fundamentalist Reconstructionist views that root right back into the poison that people like Rusesh Rajdhani brought into our culture by trying to reestablish Old Testament law as normative, taking the Bible completely literally in everything that it says, including the Old Testament, including the stoning of gay people, whatever it may be. This is why they regard the federal government as their enemy, because the federal government protects the rights of women, access to contraception, access to abortion, gay people to marry, et cetera, et cetera. They see the state as their enemy, and really are very radical element. And Ted Cruz and these other guys come from that wing of the evangelical movement. And I said, I'll say it again, you know, not all evangelicals are part of this. However, that wing controls very much the thinking of the religious element in the Tea Party. And a lot of their aggressive behavior against our government, against health care reform and all the rest of it, comes from the fact that they have accepted this Reconstructionist view. And I think this is something we've really got to understand.
And again, I'm speaking with Frank Schaefer, who's a best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction. His parents, Francis and Edith Schaefer, were world-famous evangelical speakers and authors, and he previously worked with such figures as Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and Focus on the Family's James Dobson. However, he felt increasingly alienated and experienced a crisis of faith that would ultimately lead to his departure from the evangelical movement. And his novels include Portofino and Saving Grandma. And his nonfiction books include Crazy for God, Patience with God, Faith for People Who Don't Like Religion, or Atheism, Sex, Mom, and God, and his latest, And God Said Billy. Now, there's no question in this video that's just online now of Rafael Cruz talking to the Tea Party in Texas, Hood County Tea Party. They were almost all fairly elderly white folks. There's no question about that. But I'm just curious to know how you can have a right-wing party in this country, given the recent history of these wars pursued in Muslim lands against people that they even describe the president as a Muslim, and then you have this insane. I mean, the fact that you know this theology that you're talking about is so similar to the Taliban, so similar to the mullahs in Iran that you referred to, that
right.
The U.S. is not just prosecuting wars against, but in right-wing culture, there's this phobia about them. So I don't understand how you could somehow have these beliefs and not notice how similar they are to those of your enemies.
Well, I think a lot of people who come from evangelical backgrounds like myself have seen that, and we have left. And what remains in terms of the driving force of the Republican Party, the kind of people that primary people because they're not far enough to the right, the sort of people that have taken over the gerrymandering process in the states that have gone into the Republican zone, as it were, irrevocably for a while. You know, these guys are quite radicalized, and they see themselves as a kind of a harbinger of things to come. They look at America as a battleground between Satan and themselves, between God and between the secular state. So they see things in very radical ways. I think a lot of more secular listeners or more moderately religious people don't understand something. And that is the problem with the shutdown and risking the faith and credit of the United States, this rightward tilt, is not the politics. It's the religion behind the politics. And the reason it's a problem is that when you divide the world into two categories only, saved and lost, us and them, black and white, and you use that in a theological sense, if you don't believe in Jesus, if you don't believe the Bible's inerrant, that every word written in it, it happened exactly as it was written, including Noah's Ark and all the rest of it, then you are an enemy. You are lost. You're not just lost. God does not approve of you. When that template is placed into the political arena, you no longer have policy debates about facts. You each bring your own facts to the table. And I'm not being facetious when I say this. Listen, I tweeted this once, and a lot of people retweeted it, and I think it sums it up. And seriously, it sounds a little bit, you know, facetious, but it's not. I said, listen, you know, latest polls show that 73% of the American public blame the Republican Party for the shutdown. The rest believe that Noah had dinosaurs on the ark. Okay, that's a kind of a smart-alecky statement, but the truth is that's the two Americas. You have one which brings this biblical literalism that the Reconstructionist movement represents to the table. You have another that is still trying to talk about policy, and they completely talk past each other. So people like Ted Cruz are not interested in what the numbers say. They're not interested in the Affordable Health Care Act in terms of what it will actually do. What they are interested in is deconstructing what they regard as an illegitimate secular state because it's pluralistic, it has room at the table for gay people, in the racial element in the South, often the black element is thrown in. It has room at the table for black people, worse, a black man in the White House. And then you get into the aspect of the apocalyptic thinking that goes with it, that we're all doomed anyway, Jesus is coming back soon, and what we have to do is make this stand here on earth while there's still time for Christ's kingdom. Crazy as that all sounds, that's what these folks are after. And so when you look at Ted Cruz's dad and the kind of things he says, he's not an anomaly. This is typical of this group of people. And if you look, for instance, at some of the other congressional leaders and people in the Senate who are pretty radical and to the right these days from the Republican Party, Ted Cruz is not alone. You know, all you got to check out is how many of these folks are elders, for instance, in extremely right-wing fundamentalist churches. How many of them have homeschooled their kids? How many of them continue at every opportunity to try to deny women access to contraceptives, let alone to choice in terms of abortion? So this is not one guy with a crazy dad and, you know, we're making a mountain out of a molehill. Ted Cruz is just a poster boy for a much larger issue. And so when you look at those 144 congressmen, you know, who voted against the settlement in terms of upping the debt limit, and who radically wanted to push us, our country, to the brink, actually into default, when you look at those guys, it's not an exaggeration to say that 80-90% of them are dedicated, committed, fundamentalist evangelical Christians who have some sort of tie-in to the Reconstructionist thinking. Take America back. It's been stolen from us. Well, who has done the stealing? Well, the rest of America. So we're no longer, those who are not in this group are no longer regarded as legitimate citizens. We are delegitimized in the same way that they have never accepted the presidency of Barack Obama. That this group of people has never regarded him as a legitimate president. They've never accepted his presidency, just as they've never accepted the law in the Affordable Health Care Act. And so, as far as they're concerned, they are working on according to what they would regard as a higher law. So they're not bound by election results, and they don't see themselves as bound by anything. And this is the kind of delusional behavior that this book of mine, And God Said Billy, is about. It follows a guy who is completely religiously deluded and gets inside his head. And I hate to say it, but in a way, you know, I worked on this for a number of years coming up to this period. I was not writing specifically about the Tea Party. It turns out it was very prescient, because if you read And God Said Billy, you will know who Ted Cruz is. You will know who his dad is. You'll know who the Reconstructionists are. In fact, I even have passages where bits and pieces of Rusesh Rashtuni's rambling tirades against the educational system and against even kindergarten, which he calls a form of infanticide. These are the people who are heroes to them, because he thinks children ought to be home with their mothers being indoctrinated in Bible studies, and so kindergarten's infanticide. These are the people that Ted Cruz was raised on. These are the heroes to people like his father. And most Americans are too embarrassed to get into it, especially because we have this mantra that everybody has a right to their own personal belief.
Well, Frank, we've run out of time, and I just wanted to, in closing, mention that Rafael Cruz, in his long speech to the Hood County Tea Party in Texas, urged everybody to vote and get politically active, and all of those people vote, and they're all politically active. So, which is something that can't be said for the political left in this country. And I thank you for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks.
Again, I've been speaking with Frank Schaefer, who is a best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction. His parents, Francis and Edith Schaefer, were world-famous evangelical speakers, and he is the author of a number of books, and his latest is And God Said Billy. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer Colin Black. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. Bye for now. Took the kids to the park and disappeared.